Some of last week's Oscar winners did not attend the ceremony. They were saving lives in Syria. This week, Holly Williams met one of the white helmets, showing the best of humanity in the worst of places.
The white helmets did what they always do on Monday, racing to the aftermath of a deadly airstrike to pull civilians and bodies from the rubble. Business as usual in the hellish chaos of Syria's civil war, where Syrian regime and Russian airstrikes destroy neighborhoods. In Hollywood on Sunday, the producer and director of the film, The White Helmets, accepted the award for Best Documentary Short. Three of the film's cameramen are Syrians who risked their lives to capture images like these. 21-year-old Khaled Hatib is one of them. He planned to attend the Academy Awards, but was stopped from boarding the plane at the last minute. He says he still doesn't know why. I was disappointed, he told us, but the most important thing is that the film won the Oscar. Maybe it'll encourage the international community to give us more help.
It seems in every
60 Minutes reported on the heroism and humanity of the White Helmets last December. The group says it's rescued more than 80,000 people and that over 160 of its emergency workers have been killed. Ruddy Saad joined the White Helmets 2 years ago.
There's a 50% chance in every operation that I'll live and a 50% chance that I'll die.
You've seen people dying.